We're doing the laws of Shabbat, and we're in the middle of the laws of building. Now in building we have boner, building, you add bricks to your house, that's boner. Then you have soter, you take down a wall in your house. And then we have makeh bepatish, which we'll still discuss, that's the completion of finishing something off, putting the finishing touches so that some vessel, some utensil is usable. We already discussed the idea that binyan is not only building, binyan is also adding to a building. So when I have my home, if let's say I want to add an awning, I want to add an extension, I want to continue a building, I have a bunch of blocks outside my house, I want to continue building the wall outside my house, just putting down a brick could be the continuation of boneh, the yisud, the right of the biblical prohibition of boneh. This can come up in the army when you're building a tent. You set up a canopy. You could set up, sometimes people want to set up protection from the sun. So you could run into situations of boneh. It can happen on Yom Tov, where the walls of your sukkah come crashing down and you rebuild them, or you rebuild a part of the sukkah, and that could also fall under the category of boneh. So we discussed boneh. You have boneh, and then you have soter al minat livnot, someone who takes something down so that they can rebuild in that location. under the heading of boneh, we have the prohibition of setting up a wall, some type of partition, what's called in Hebrew a mechitza, a partition, a barrier. Now, if I build a wall, so that's obviously boneh. What happens if I build a temporary wall? So there, our sages said, building a temporary wall can be prohibited on Shabbat when that temporary wall is a halachic entity. If my wall is a halachic entity, then I view even a temporary wall as an important task on Shabbat that the rabbis prohibited. So let's see. If you want to daven in shul, and there are women there, and there are men there, so you're going to build a separation between them. You're going to take a blanket and attach it on top in two corners and on bottom in two corners. And now you have a separation. The women are on this side of the blanket and the men are on that side of the blanket. So now you can daven in that place. So you just created a mechitza hilchatit. You just created a halachic barrier. You took this curtain and you attached it. And by attaching it, now you can pray there. So that attachment is considered a mechitza hilchatit. Let's say a couple is in a bedroom. They want to be intimate. The halacha says if there's a candle, if there's a source of light in the bedroom, they're not allowed to be intimate in that room. There may not be a source of light in the room. So what do they do? Again, they want to set up some kind of barrier. They should be in a separate room. So they're going to spread out a tablecloth or some kind of cover and attach it on top and bottom. And now they have a separation. Their candle's in the other room, on the other side of the mechitza, even if some of the light can shine over the barrier, but it's in a separate room. And they're going to be allowed to be intimate in that room. Let's say you want to be able to carry. You want this to be private domain. You're on a base in the army. Your base is out in the middle of the desert, and you start setting up before Shabbat. You set up three walls. You need a fourth wall, and now it's already Shabbat. Can you set up that fourth wall so that within the walls you have private domain and you will be able to carry? So even if you're going to do something temporary, it will very often fall under the heading of mechitza hamateret, a barrier, a separation, a partition that gives halachic status, that permits something. Once that partition gives halachic status, then I run into problems. It can even be a person wants to go to the bathroom. and right next to him he has a bookcase. Now the door came down in the bathroom. Just outside the door, there's a bookcase. So in his own home, there's no one there. He needs to put up some kind of partition. He can't do his needs opposite where there are sfarim. We don't even change diapers where there are sfarim or Shabbos candles lit. So he needs that partition. Again, by building that mechitza, he will allow himself to do something. So that's a halachic mechitza, and that's prohibited on Shabbos, even though it's a temporary mechitza. Now, we're going to learn more details. He doesn't bring more details here. So give me a second. I want to bring the Mishnah Berurah because there are a few details he's leaving out here. Okay, so let's quickly go over to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch is Siman Shin Tet Vav, 315, the laws of Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur la'asot oel b'shabbat v'yom tov. We are prohibited from erecting a tent on Shabbat or Yom Tov, afilu hu arai, even if it is temporary. Okay, so even though by spreading out a temporary tent, like kids will sometimes do, they'll spread out a blanket from bed to bed, that's you didn't really build a tent, it's an ol arai, it's a temporary tent, you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Vedavka gag, and specifically when you make a roof, for example, spreading out a cloth over four poles so that people can sit under it and they won't be hit by the sun or the rain, even though it's temporary, that's prohibited. So yeah, well, the question is, are you doing something with the one inside? But let's hear him out. Aval mechitzot mutar, but you are allowed to spread out a blanket, if you're doing it in the form of a wall, in the form of a, you want to create shade. So you're going to attach blankets between two poles so that they give you shade. So that's if it's temporary, so that's okay. Why? Because the rabbi is only prohibited when it's over my head, like an oil, like a tent. When it's a wall, so the rabbi said that's okay. Ah, but the rabbi said, if you're going to create a temporary wall, if you're going to spread out a blanket so that you have shade, that's only permitted if it's not, elaim kena set latir, if it's a halachic wall that permits something. Then the rabbi said, that's a wall that's already a wall that has halachic relevance. We don't want you doing that on Shabbat, says the Ramah. Aval mechitza naset litzniut me'alma, but let's say the mechitza is only made for tzniut. You want to be able to have a shiur, and there are men and women present, and you want to learn Torah, so you're going to make some kind of separation between them. You're sitting for your Shabbos afternoon meal, and you decide to have it out on the porch. You don't want anyone who comes to the porch to see your family, anyone walking by. You want to have privacy. So when you build a temporary wall, like spreading out a blanket, and you catch it with two clothespins, so now you've created a mechitza, but it's only for tzniut. It's just for privacy. That's okay. And that's why you're allowed to spread out some kind of curtain before the entrance, even though you don't plan on taking it off in the near future. So you'll say, that's not temporary. The answer is, I attached it in a temporary way. I attached it with clothespins. Being that it moves in the wind, that's not considered a permanent curtain. You could walk through it. Now, here's the important point. If I attach it only on top, so that it moves in the wind, so that people can move it and come through, that's not called something of permanence. Meaning what bothered me, what he left out, is when is it called permanent and when not. So if I want to, the parochet and the Aron HaKodesh, let's say it's Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah. So we switch on Rosh Hashanah from the regular parochet to a white parochet in honor of Rosh Hashanah. Let's say the Gabon did not get to do that before Rosh Hashanah. Can they on Rosh Hashanah switch the curtain of the Aron HaKodesh? The answer is yes. It's only attached on top. It's not attached on bottom. So you take off the pole, you put on the curtain, you put it back. The same would be with a curtain in your house. You have a curtain, so long as you're not attaching it to the wall, assuming it's the way I'm describing, that it's on a pole, which you could pull off the pole, slide back on the loops of the curtain, put it back on. The same thing might be with a shower curtain. Being that it's only attached on top, if the shower curtain attaches into the wall, you bang it in, it has a piece that bangs into the wall, then you run into a problem that I'm building something that's attached to the ground, that's closer to bonnet. But if it's just a pole that sits on hooks, I pull off the pole, I put on the curtain, I put the pole back on, or I attach the curtain with clothespins, so then my defining characteristic is it attached on top and on bottom or only on top? If I've only put it on top, I've looped it on top or done it with a clothespin, and people can get through, the wind can move it, that's not a mechitza of permanence. So that I would be allowed to do under these circumstances. If I'm doing it for privacy, if I'm doing it for shade, that's okay. Okay? I'll read you just the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'lachen mutar litlot vilon nifnei petach. That's why you're allowed to hang a curtain before your entrance. Afal pi shekavu hasham, even though it's going to stay there. You don't plan on taking it off. It's like your shower curtain. Assuming it's not attached to the wall. Assuming it's hanging on hooks, that's okay. V'chein parochet lifnei Aron HaKodesh, says the Ramah. The same is true about hanging a curtain in front of the Aron HaKodesh. U'vivat shlo yaseh ol begag tefach. You just got to make sure that there's no overhang. Remember, all of this was on condition that it's only a wall, that the curtain is hanging straight down. If on top the curtain starts having an awning, creating a roof, then we run into the problem that I'm not allowed to create even a temporary roof on Shabbat. V'chein mutar lasot mechitza lifnei Hachama. And so I'm allowed to create a curtain to protect me from the sun, atzina, or the cold. Some of you will remember we did that on the night of Hoshana Rabbah. We had tremendous winds coming into the sukkah. So we put stuff, I took beds, right? Mattresses, I think. And I put them up to close off the windows. We have these huge windows which wind can come through. So we closed that up. Really, I'm allowed to do that on Yom Tov too. I can take, and I did it on Yom Tov, right? There was wind coming into the sukkah, it got very cold, so I took mattresses, put them on their side, covered all the, it's really a huge window, I mean, it's the size of this room, the length of the window. So why am I allowed to do that? Because it's a temporary mechitza, I just took the bed, just like opening and closing a window, I'm allowed to do on Shabbos. Opening and closing a door, that's not a mechitza. Or if you want to protect the candles, the wind shouldn't put them out. What you're not allowed to do is create that same temporary mechitza, that same temporary partition, but you're doing it to partition off the candle so that the couple can be intimate because they're on the other side of the partition. Then that partition created halachic permissibility. And even though it's temporary, the rabbi said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Same would be, used to be here in Kiryat Moshe. All the rabbis had tiny apartments. I assume they still do. And their bedroom was the living room. So you'd come to classes by the rabbis in Kiryat Moshe here. And the class would be in their living room. And you'd see that their living room was also their bedroom. You knew that once you were leaving, they were pulling out their beds and going to sleep in the living room. And they had bookcases like this all around their living room. So how could a couple have their bedroom be the living room? They would have, at the top of the bookcases, they would have poles, and you'd see a curtain. And at night, they'd close the curtain. So then the Sfarim are on the other side of the curtain, and then the couple can have their bedroom and be intimate. You're not allowed to be intimate in a room where there are Sfarim. So on Shabbat, you have a problem. So that's another thing we didn't discuss. Maybe we'll get to that next week. The curtain's already up. Opening and closing the curtain, that's okay. Just like I'm allowed to open and close a door. I'm allowed to open and close a curtain. If the curtain were to fall down, they wouldn't be allowed to put it back on the pole on Shabbat. But if it's up there, so I'm allowed to close the curtain on Shabbat so that the couple can be intimate in the room because the Sfarim are covered. They're really behind that curtain. Okay, there were questions? Yes.
I had a question about reinforcing the walls of the sukkah to protect from wind and or a candle and everything. When if you were to use that same reinforcement, but without the intention of it necessarily being temporary, meaning, or even better, after you did it, you had no intention of taking it down because it was so effective. Or maybe it wasn't with mattresses. Maybe it was with a piece of plywood. That right now, okay, the temporary goal is to protect us from the winds that's coming through the wall of the sukkah. But, oh wow, now that it's up, it's really nice, and the walls are that much stronger. Would you be able to leave it there on Shabbat?
Well, let's start again. We're talking about, I have a huge opening in my wall, and I'm filling it with a mattress. I'm putting a mattress there. You're asking, what if I would want to leave it there? Because I didn't reinforce the walls. Reinforcing the walls is a sur. I'm not strengthening the building. I'm just filling in a gap.
Okay.
Our question was that technically I'm creating a mechitza. I'm creating a barrier there. Being that it's for convenience, that's okay. It's temporary, and it's for convenience. If I were doing a mechitza of permanence, so then that's asur and deoraita. That's biblically asur. I'm not even allowed to add one brick onto a wall. Anything of permanence is the biblical prohibition of boneh. The whole conversation begins when it's temporary. So then technically I have no isur deoraita. I have no biblical prohibition. Came the rabbis and said, okay, I'll let you do it on the condition that A, it's temporary, obviously. That's why it's not a suldo raita. That's why it's not biblically prohibited. But I have another stipulation. It has to be that it doesn't have halachic relevance, that it doesn't permit something halachically.
Okay. And so would you be able to make the same case or apply the same logic to a sliding window or something?
A sliding window is considered that's perfectly okay, just like a door. I'm allowed to open and close. Yeah, that's not a problem.